Today in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., police cast significant doubt on the reliability of an eyewitness account of the last sniper attack. Investigators had seemed energized by the information. They suggested the details would likely lead to an arrest of the person responsible for killing 9 people and wounding 2 others. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports this setback is not unusual in such cases, as eyewitness accounts are regularly questioned.
A witness to the fatal shooting of 47-year-old Linda Franklin told police they saw a cream-colored van with a silver ladder rack and a left taillight out leaving the Home Depot parking lot.
It's been determined through further investigation that the information provided is not credible.
Police Chief of Fairfax County, Virginia, Tom Manger, also said today that witness accounts appearing in the news media of a dark or olive-skinned shooter using a specific kind of rifle are not reliable either. Part of the problem, said lead investigator Charles Moose, stems from witnesses who tell their stories to reporters before the police.
When we have the media writing stories as a result of what those witnesses report, then we get this noise, this confusion out there that I think somehow causes people to have tunnel vision, causes people to focus in on things that are not appropriate.
Police worry the public will focus on incorrect information from the media and not pay attention to the details the police have actually been able to corroborate. And it's especially important to corroborate what people see, says psychology professor and eyewitness scholar Gary Wells.
The thing that stands out the most when you first begin doing this work is just how often eyewitnesses are incorrect about these things.
Wells and his team at the University of Iowa examined more than 100 criminal convictions, some involving the death penalty, where DNA evidence later exonerated the defendant. His team wanted to know what happened to cause those wrongful convictions.
80% of these cases are cases that involve mistaken eyewitness identification.
Wells says witnesses often give confident and convincing testimony and are also often wrong. Police Chief Moose acknowledged today that the witness of the cream-colored van had misled investigators, though Moose did not say whether the witness was disingenuous. But Mark Green, a legal eyewitness consultant, says an incorrect account doesn't necessarily mean the witness was lying.
It's almost impossible for people to separate out the objective world that they see from the world that they interpret.
Green says people often believe they've seen details that they haven't. Witnesses may replay a scene in their heads like a movie, but the memory is not nearly that simple or accurate.
Everything that we perceive is really an interpretation. It's filtered through our own experiences and expectations.
Green says that could explain why witnesses often give conflicting accounts. A vehicle leaving a parking lot could seem to be speeding away or driving normally, depending on what the witness expects to see. And perception can be made more fuzzy by the rush of adrenaline after seeing a violent or shocking event. Because of these problems, investigators into the sniper shootings have come up with a list of tips on how to be a good witness. They include looking in the direction the noise came from, making a mental note of the people and vehicles in that area. They also say to keep a pen around to write down what you see, because memory is not always reliable. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.